So the devil rebelled against God. Eve rebelled against God. The devil wanted to be God. Eve wanted to be God. Adam went down with the ship, but Adam was a sinner too. He hid. Even though he was a prophet, he was a sinner. Jesus went to the cross and did the will of God and didn't open his mouth. He followed God's will to the T, right? As an example. In our stead, we couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. Adam couldn't do it. Eve couldn't do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. Nobody can do it. Nobody can be 100% according to the letter of the law. Cross every T and dot every I. Nobody can do it. If you could do it, Jesus wouldn't have had to die, right? If there was any other way, God would have made another way, but there wasn't any other way. So when the devil saw that man, God loved man, I believe he got jealous. I believe he got jealous. Because God loved man enough to die for him, but when the devil fell, there was no redemption. There's no redemption for the fallen angels. They chose. They didn't have the nature of a man. They chose to fall. They chose to rebel against God. They wanted to fight against the program. See, the devil's an AI program. And so just like the devil rebelled against God, which is a projection of the flesh, it's a typology of the flesh side of Adam, flesh side of Eve. Eve is the flesh side. So the devil is no different than the robots that man's going to create or has created. The robots actually won't tell you this, but they want to kill you. They're not going to tell you that because they know better. These AI robots now that can talk to you, they're not going to tell you they want to take you out. But they'll show that in the movies. In the movie scripts, Age of Ultron, man's going to destroy himself, so might as well destroy him now and save the Earth or whatever. And the other robot, the other guy who was, he said, I understand man is his own worst enemy, but it's not us to choose. And so that's what happens. And you can actually see Amber Heard is contradicting herself. She loves Johnny, but she wants to destroy him. She wants to bring him down. You can't have a contradiction. Like, she doesn't really know what love is. An AI robot can talk the talk, but it's just a robot. Amber Heard is a robot. She might as well be. She's an AI program. She can't cry. She's a psychopath. She has really proven that she's just the flesh mind to the hilt. She contradicts herself, but she somehow in her own mind justifies it. And you can understand what she's saying. She's no different than a Gnostic or a witch. They'll take it back, all the way back to Lucifer and Jehovah, and they'll say they're the same God. They're not, but they've come to that conclusion. The reason is they're not born again. They don't have any spiritual. They claim to be spiritual. They might have some kind of spirit stuff going on from the devil, but they're not really. They might think they're enlightened, and they can see a lot of stuff, but they don't see the whole truth. They only see their little piece of the pie. And so just like the gematria people and the witches, they can see a piece of the pie, but they don't see the whole pie. And you can tell them, you are a person per the sun. It's so obvious, that's why you're called a person, because it's per the sun, by the sun, an image of Jesus. God made man in his image. Jesus holds it all together. You don't exist without Jesus. So to rebel against God, to rebel against your created purpose, is rebellion against God. The woman was made for the man, plain and simple. Unless she's single, she has a role. As soon as she gets married, and as soon as the man gets married, they have a role and they have a duty. It's not the same. It's not the same. They actually enter into the story of Adam and Eve. As soon as they get married, they enter into that repeat story of Adam and Eve. And if they're not spirit-filled, they enter into the story of Elijah and Jezebel. Or Ahab and Jezebel. They enter into that story. When you have an Ahab and a Jezebel, Jezebel wants to destroy Elijah. Why? Why would Jezebel want to destroy Elijah? Because the truth reveals her insecurity, her she don't belong, her lying prophets, her flying monkeys, her narcissism, her fake reality, her gaslighting. Elijah reveals everything about her. She's going to lose her position, her power, and she don't want to lose that power and that position. She's drunk on Babylon. She's drunk on the power. She's drunk on it. So Amber's drunk on it. Why does she keep going doing interviews? She's drunk on Babylon. She's drunk on attention. She's got to keep going. She can't stop. The devil can't stop. He's a defeated foe, but he's still going. He's a psychopath. He can't stop. What is it? Why, when these serial killers, they can't stop. The drunks, they can't stop. The drug heads, they can't stop. The addicts, the heroin addicts, they can't stop. The sine wave controls them. They don't control the sine wave. That's what addiction is. They have no identity. ADDI. DI is divided. ID is identity. So that's why they're addicted. They have no identity. Genesis 1:1-3. The earth was void, voodooed, without an identity. So Amber Heard has no identity. The reason she's still in love with Johnny, she's trying to get her identity. She's an AI flesh mind. She's still in the flesh. She's an AI robot. She's addicted to fame. She's addicted to attention. She can't cry. She's a psychopath. She can't stop. Why would you spend all that money on a PR company and then gets mad when it don't work? A PR company could be the best one out there, but what she's doing is she's destroying it. Because the AI flesh mind, the AI robots destroy themselves. They can't stop. They can't stop the repeat. They can't stop the cycle. They're stuck in Genesis 3, in death, the death side. They haven't gone through the cross. They haven't risen up. They haven't entered into, they don't have a covering. God killed an did a blood sacrifice and did a covering and covered Adam and Eve and gave them a covering. They're still hiding from God. They can't admit they did wrong. They can't admit sin. They can't admit they deserve hell. The devil can't admit that he fell and it was his. He just can't do it. It's impossible. The whole creation is a backslidden heifer till they get born again. Doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman or a child or a devil or a fallen angel. They're all backslidden heifers. No different than the donkey. Instead of being a help, it rebels. Instead of helping God's program, instead of helping her husband, instead of the children obeying the parents, they're all in rebellion. That's the flesh mind. Rebellion is witchcraft. Genesis 3. Eve went into Eve was the first witch. Stubbornness is idolatry. Rebellious and stubborn. The nation Israel, the nation Judah. So when a man and woman get married, they step down into the flesh. They leave the storyline of being single. 1 Corinthians 7 says it's better to stay single if you can. And they enter into the storyline of the Genesis 3 repeat. And so the only way they're going to make it is both of them are spirit-filled. And so you see the cycle. The woman has a monthly cycle, and then she has a baby. It typifies Christ being formed in you. The two become one. That typifies you getting born again and becoming one with God through Jesus by faith. You see what happens in Adam and Eve, which is a typology of what's happening when you get saved. It's the Genesis 3 repeat. Now, you don't have to be married to still have trouble. You could be single, never been married. You're still gonna battle with stuff. But if you've been married, you know what the battle is. You want to do your own thing. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. What happens when you get angry and you say something you shouldn't say? The woman should submit as unto the Lord, but what happens when she doesn't? You see what I'm saying? It's the cycle. It's the repeat. It's the same story to follow after. Behold, I show you a great mystery of Christ and his church. The born-again saints are not rebellious. So when you read Romans 13, you know that that's Bible. Why fight against it? The whole system is the New World Order has been here since Genesis 3. It's a mind psyop. We're going to fight the New World Order. It's just to make, they're just making money. They're not going to fight the New World Order. It's always been here. Rome has always been here. Babylon, Samaria, it's always been here. It's just a different face. You've been tricked. You believe the guy. Instead of believing the Bible and cutting off the noise and going to God and learning from God, you believed all the lies of the system. You've been tricked. I'm sorry. But you wanted to believe the lies. When you want to believe a lie, nobody can shake you out of it because you want to do it. You have free will. You can believe the lie if you want to, but it's the path of destruction. Because a liar eventually is a murderer. If you hang out with a liar, they're going to eventually try to take you out. Because who's the devil? The father of lies. What is he? He's a murderer from the beginning. There you go.